Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice signing. Remember we had the catcher, Tucker Barnhart, that we signed a few weeks ago to help solidify the catching position with the injury to Jake Rogers. He's going to be out all of next year.
Yeah.
And so Dylan Dingler is still not probably ready for the majors yet.
Not yet.
Will this quench the talk about Verlander coming back?
I don't think so. I think he's still...
You think he's still in the play,
I
huh?
I think so, yeah. They needed somebody to replace Boyd.
Boyd won't be around for a lot next year.
And Spencer Turnbull, too.
And Turnbull, that's right. So they needed that. So that's why Verlander is still out there.
As much as I love Casey Mize.
Yep.
And Matt Manning.
Yep.
And Tarik Skubal.
Yeah, right.
There's still three very young pitchers who... You know, I want to make sure you have that veteran.
Well, the good thing is that everybody said the Tigers need a fifth starter. I think Eduardo Rodriguez, I don't think he is a fifth starter.
No, I think he could be more than that.
Yeah, I do too.
28 years old. Five years right through his prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
$77 million, that's not a bad price to pay.
No, it's not.
And now, obviously,
he won't starve.
There's no guarantee. He's been playing for the Red Sox. He's been doing a good job for them. I mean, just recently appeared in the postseason.
Yeah, his best year 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
So he's solid. Hopefully he'll become more solid with a group of players around him that the Tigers are trying to produce. But just nice to see the Tigers are spending a little money.
Spending a little money, and will they spend it, though, on the on that coveted shortstop position? That many say they have to at least go out and try to make a bid after some of these big shortstops.
Because there's several of them out there.
Yep.
Even if Carlos isn't the one they get, there are others out there, too. And they've got the room.
They do. And yeah, they do.
It's been pointed out, too, by numerous people, even if it's not all the room they want now, with Miguel Cabrera's contract to be ending, next year?
Mm-hmm.
All that money's off the books, and so whatever you sign now, you could backload.
Yeah, you could, right.
And, I don't know. Right. It's fun. Here we are in November, but as much as the Tigers showed a pleasant success last season, we want more, and there's indications that they're trying to do more.
Right.
Okay, so question.
Yeah.
Cabrera's contract comes to an end next year, and he's already said he'll play through the end of his contract.
Yep.
Correct, yep.
So what does it cost him to move him to the front office?
What is his post to Tiger? Does he want to stay, or does he want to go back to his? He has much love for his home country.
I think he goes back to his home country. I do.
He could be elected president or whatever the top position is.
Right, I think so.
Or does he want to coach, manage?
I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. He's never talked about it, so I don't know what he wants to do.
He has.
Yeah, no idea. But I will say this. I have seen that it seems to be a consensus among many Tigers writers out there that they will make a bid for Verlander, that they're going to try to coax him back.
Listen, that'd be great.
That would be great.
He said he's wanted to, retire out of the Tigers. And if he goes into the Hall of Fame, certainly would be fitting that he's a Tiger.
Well, also, I believe with all this young talent now starting to blossom, maybe he wants to be here for that, for the start of it.
Maybe he's a winning team.
Yep.
He could be that veteran influence.
Yeah, he could be.
There's no doubt about that.
As much as he started his career as a young pitcher who was coached by the veterans at that time, now can turn around at the end of his career doing the same thing and for the same club.
Yeah, that would be huge news in the state of Michigan. Verlander resigned with the Tigers. Then that would be, be big.
It would be.
He's not going to have the velocity he had because of the Tommy John, but
I don't know.
If he still has the spin on the ball.
He was clocking mid-90s the other day.
Was he really?
Yeah, that's what's exciting. Which is
really Tommy John mid-90s. Huh?
Well, that's happened. Other pitchers, yeah. Tommy John surgery anymore is big deal. You sit out a year. I'm not saying it's not, but it used to be
career-ending for many.
Career pitching for the way you pitch. But now, guys come back still throwing.
Yeah.
Well, good. More power to him.